last enemy that we have to conquer is death. No escape from death. High or low, saint or ordinary man, all have to deal with it. So best way how to conquer the death would be that we should learn how to die, that's all. So meditation means that, training you for that purpose, day to day, so that you may be able to leave your body, rise above body consciousness, whenever required, vijaya. Those who learn this, when they go smiling. They know where to go. So no pinching effect of death, of leaving the body. So it is one for all, whether east or the west, north or south. Whether you are bearing one label on the body or the other, that makes no difference. Who is bound, he must leave the body. So how to deal with the body, how to rise above body consciousness, this is one for all and most important thing to be attended to. So for that, please sit, don't touch anyone. So that if any man moves, the other may not be disturbed. That's all. That is only the purpose. Second, we should sit in any pose most convenient to us, in which we can sit longer. Mind that there should be no tension in any part of the body. Sit quiet, relaxed, but straight. Once you adopt any pose, don't change, please. Be physically still. Be still, please. So that we may go further. When you shoot a target, you must, your rifle be stem, isn't it? Close your eyes. When you close your eyes, it means the same thing. Whether you tie bandages on your eyes or not, that makes no difference. Close your eyes. The outward expression of soul is called attention. So withdraw attention from all outside. Close your eyes, please. Withdraw your attention from all outside so that you may forget the world outside for a while. Don't pay attention to what is going on in your body below. When you close your eyes, these eyes of flesh and bones are closed, they do not work. But still you see some darkness in front of you. That's the inner eye and the third or the latent eye with which you see the darkness. So with the inner eye, don't look into the whole of the darkness in front of you. But just look into the middle thereof, in front of you, opposite to your eyebrows. That is your only. Look intently, minutely, penetratingly to find out what is in there. Not to visualize anything, not to premeditate anything. Look constantly without break. Fix your gaze. have the sweet memories of God mentally at intervals, not in quick succession, so that the inner gaze is not disturbed. You continue like that for some time, say 10 to 15 minutes. You'll find the darkness will lessen and the light will show forth. Don't move, please. When the light comes up, just look into the middle of it. That will grow bright and burst to give you further way up. You may find sky. Sometimes sky comes up at the very outset. When you see sky, look minute into it. You'll find stars. If you find stars, just locate a big star out of that, about which all masters have referred to. If you locate the big star, then put in whole attention into the middle thereof while repeating the names of God, mentally. That will open, you'll cross it. For the moon may come, if the moon comes up, again look into the middle of it. That will grow bright and burst into pieces, and you will cross it, as Prophet Muhammad crossed it. Further, you will find God will appear to you in some form in which He is working, He is manifest on earth. If any form does come up, then absorb your whole attention to Him so much so that you forget yourself. You will develop receptivity, He will talk to you as one does outside. As the sound may also be heard, go on looking until you are asked to leave.